talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club. And we'll guess and goof and talk on exchange, read, debate, and think it's exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And we're back here. It's a Getaway Friday, Friday, March the 26th, 2021, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. Has the problem been ironed out? I think it has something to do with the atmosphere today, probably because of the storm that came through last night. But is everything back to normal on your radio? Because we are going to do Family Feud this hour. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Can you hear everything good again? And when did it get better? We did a few things here. We tweaked a few things to see if it could be fixed. And hopefully, we're in a better place now. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Yeah.
You know, this happens suddenly. I think you'll find out your antenna's laying on the roof of the of the towers instead of upright. You know, because I'm within a mile, and I can barely of the towers, and I receive it with static.
Really?
Yeah.
See, because, you know, we've got the radio we have here in the studio is on, and it's not hardwired to anything. And I went in there and listened. Now, I could hear, like, a little fluttering, but that was about it.
Yeah. It's really poor signal. I'd say anybody more than a couple mile away from the towers can't hear it at all.
Huh.
So I think the wind that you didn't think much of was either got to it or maybe your windy buddy might have got to it.
Now, it got back to me. It went. Somebody went after the tower. Come on.
Oh,
thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, here we are. We're back here. Now, you know, I don't know. Does anybody live a distance from the towers? Because I don't know how far we are from the towers here on South Prospect, but it is on here in the studio. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I don't know. I don't know what that fluttering is or was or... I can hear it in the studio. I can hear the radio on. So beyond that, I don't know. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. All the technical issues that you can go through when we're on the air here. Okay. Let's see. Well, we'll do some Family Feud here and see what happens. Name a product that might be disposable. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a product that might be disposable. I believe we have six answers left here. Does anybody know what that would be? A product that might be disposable. All right, go ahead, caller.
I have a funny answer, Scott. Your boyfriend or girlfriend, that's probably not there.
Boyfriend or girlfriend being disposable. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Serious answer, a paper towel.
A paper towel. Certainly a paper towel would be disposable. Let's see here. Paper products, baby wipes, so we'll go with that. That's number two.
Okay, I think my answer was better, but I didn't think it would be anything that would be there.
Thank you. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a product that might be disposable. Does anybody know the product that might be disposable? We've got paper products and baby wipes. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a product that might be disposable. Hard to tell here. You know, it was an interesting interesting episode that happened there with the pastor. Everything was fine all morning, and then all of a sudden, we had some, like a fluttering issue there. But the fluttering seems to be fixed, and as I said, the radio here in the studio is not hardwired to anything, so it's picking it up over the air, but who knows at this particular point? I guess that's something I will have to examine when I leave here today. I don't know. Did it get windier when I, after I came in the studio this morning? Go ahead, caller.
I had to give the obligatory Corona COVID-19 answers, which would be gloves and face masks.
Gloves and, you know, must have been before coronavirus because neither one of those is on the list.
Well, I mean, a hairdresser or someone in the food business has disposable gloves, so that should be there, but, you know, I think those are good trendy answers for sure.
You would think, but no disposable gloves on the list.
One more, Scott. Batteries. That's not it. I retire if that's not right. Batteries.
Well, you might have to retire. No batteries on the list.
Okay, I tried three good answers, plus my funny answer. Okay, thanks.
Thanks, bye-bye. No batteries on the list. Now, you would think that would be disposable. The question is, name a product that might be disposable. Name a product that might be disposable. Does anybody know what that would be? Now, we do have paper products and baby wipes at number two. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I'm going to say paper plates and cups. I can't hardly hear your station.
Oh, it's going in and out where you are too, huh?
No, it's making a shrill noise, like humming. The station next to you, it comes, I think it's Bucyrus, real clear, but you, I changed different plugs and put it in the window and did different things.
Now
it's
how...
It's making a constant sound, like a...
Now, what part of the area do you live in?
It's clear down on the west end by Bennett Street down in there.
Huh. Well, that's a little bit away from where the tower is. You know, I'm not really sure what would be causing...
I think maybe the wind. I think it's, let me see, it's not really that windy, but it might be the weather. Because you came in earlier at 11 o'clock, and then I had to go do stuff, and then I just plugged you back in, and it started doing it, but before I could hear you fine.
Huh, so before 11 o'clock it was okay, but after that...
Yeah.
Well, that's...
Yeah. Kind of drives you nuts because it's... you know, it's not coming in clear is what I'm saying. It's like a constant little hum thing or something.
Well, like I say, it's strange because we're on here in the studio, and it's not a hardwired radio, so it has to be picking it up over the air. So I don't know what's going on. I'll have to take a look.
Well... Does your tower come from, like, I'm not going to say it, like Columbus or another place? Maybe that place is real windy causing you trouble.
Well, no, I mean, it's the tower's right here in Marion. The antenna's here in Marion, so I don't know what happened.
But when your waves come from someplace else to get to that tower or not? No?
Nope. They're put out right from that tower. They just come out and cover the city of Marion, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying at different places to see if I can get you in better, but I think maybe it's the weather or something.
Huh. Well, I'll have to see what's going on. So it just happened all at once?
Well, I just turned you on about 10 minutes ago or so. I've been trying to get you situated in the window, out of the window, different plugs and stuff. So right before I called you, I got you in enough that I could hear you. Before I couldn't hear you, I could just catch you real faint.
Well, that is strange. I'll have to see what is going on.
Yeah, it's a constant hum, like, and now there's like a buzzing, too. Yeah.
So there's a hum and a buzz.
A little buzz came on, like interference, like if you plug something else in, that like a mixer hum, you know, some of it kind of sound like that.
Huh. So it's a hum. You can hear us, but there's a hum in the background.
Yeah, and then you come in a little bit louder, and then you go out. But if it clears up, I'll call you before one. If it clears up,
yeah,
it's not, you know, it's still dormant.
Yeah, let me know if it clears up.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, I have no idea what would have happened. As I say, you know, we're here on Prospect Street, and the radio in the studio is not connected to anything, and it seems to be okay. So it's picking it up. I don't know how far we are from the tower here, mile-wise. Who knows what's going on? Technology, technology. Go ahead, caller.
I'm coming out of retirement, Scott, because I personally use this product. I'm using it right now, a disposable contact lens.
Contact lens.
That's a good answer, Scott. That's got to be there. I mean, come on.
You know, you would think, but no contact lens on the list.
Well, they must have pulled people without myopia because they didn't pull me. Okay, well, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, and we continue on, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The category right now, name a product that might be disposable. A product that might be disposable. What an interesting day here. Go ahead, caller.
This is Pastor Frank. I got a call from this number.
Pastor Frank?
Yes. Frank C. Pastor Frank.
Oh, I don't know who would have called you. When did they call you?
Just a little bit. This says Charlie Evers. I was a pastor in Marion, and I met Charlie.
Right. Nobody's called from this number for today.
Okay. Well, sorry to have bothered you.
Well, no. What was your name again so I can write it down?
Pastor Frank Zagaro.
Pastor Frank Zagaro. And where are you located?
Well, right now I'm in Damascus. I was down in Marion, but now I'm in Damascus, Ohio.
Oh, okay. Well, I will see if anybody knows, but no, I've been here alone for at least the last 4 hours, and nobody's called you that I'm aware of.
Okay, well, who knows? These phones go crazy every once in a while.
That's true. Well, hey, I'll let you know if I hear anything. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, today is just about as weird as you can expect. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. What about a razor?
A razor. Let's see here. A razor is number 3 on the list. You got it.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Razor number 3 on the list. Okay. Name a product that might be disposable. Who knows what's going on today? Go ahead, caller.
One last try before I stuff my face with pizza. A toothbrush.
Toothbrush. No.
No, that's a good answer, Scott. You don't keep your toothbrush for life. You dispose of it and use another one.
There's a train. No, no toothbrush
it's
on the air.
It's an oversized load truck on 71, actually. Toothbrush is a good answer, Scott.
No toothbrush. Sorry.
Okay, well, I guess these people didn't brush their teeth. But,
I guess not.
I tried.
Thank you.
Thank
bye-bye.
All right. Oh, I was saying Prospect Street. You know what? We're on Center Street. Why was I saying Prospect Street? We're on, and it wouldn't be South. It would be West Center Street, here on West Center Street. So, we will figure out what in the world the problem is. But being on West Center Street, I don't really know what the issue would be. That's very strange. Go ahead, caller.
That was the paper plates there on the tops.
Paper plates or paper cups? You know, I don't see paper plates or paper cups.
Okay,
thank you.
All right, no paper plates or paper cups. The two answers we have, well, paper products might have been under that. Paper products / baby wipes and razors were number 3 on the list. So we have paper products and baby wipes and razors. Now, there are 4 answers left on the list. 4 answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What would the answer be? Does anybody know? And, you know, apparently with the technical difficulties we're having here, it might be really a mystery. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about disposable diapers?
Disposable diapers. You know, that's number 1 on the list. So how are we coming through?
Well, it sounds like you've got a bumblebee under a pickle jar.
Well, that's quite a mixture. Did it just happen all at once?
Kind of in between your two shows. I mean,
it seemed to be okay up to a certain point on the show before the pastor, and then it really, really started making noise.
Just started making. Now, are you a good distance away from the tower?
Actually, I'm pretty close to. I'm higher on the hill.
Huh.
Just right off of Walnut Street.
Well, I honestly, because the radio here in the studio, which we're, you know, down here on West Center Street, is just picking it up over the air. Now, it's on, but I don't know what could have happened unless the ionosphere is messed up, because I would think if the antenna fell down, we wouldn't be on at all. I mean, it would be putting out some, but I don't think it would reach over here as clear as it is.
No, well, that's possible, but there's definitely, and it does go back and forth. There'll be this some bumblebee hum, and then there'll be another sound, and then it'll go back and forth for whatever that means. And also, I did get on my computer, and it's fine on the computer, but not on the radios.
Well, that's strange. Well, hopefully we figure it out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yes, diapers was the number one answer, though. Diapers was one. Paper products, baby wipes was two. Razors was three. Now, there are still three answers left on the board here. Name a product that might be disposable. A product that might be disposable. That's where we are. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yes, I'm out here on Barks Road, and it's coming in real fuzzy. And when we was on... Mount Vernon Avenue was fuzzy, and then coming by the Harbor Memorial, it was kind of clear, but now we're out here on Barks Road by the YMCA, and you're coming in fuzzy again.
So fuzzy. Now, is there a buzz in the line, or what does it...
No, it sounds like another station's trying to come in.
Oh, that's what it sounds... So it's like an overpower... Well, that could be something going on with the ionosphere, because I wouldn't think we'd hit Barks Road if the antenna had fallen down. I wouldn't think.
But, no, you wouldn't think so, because Barks Road's 2 or 3 miles from where you're located.
Right, and you say you were out... How far were you out on Mount Vernon?
Oh, we were going down Mount Vernon there by... headed towards the Delaware Avenue to turn on Delaware Avenue to go down to... get out here by the hospital and then go down on Barks Road.
Oh, okay. So, but the whole time you could pick us up, it just sounds fuzzy.
Yeah, it did clear up for a little bit when we turned there on by the Harding Memorial onto Delaware Avenue. It was clear, and then when we got down here on Barks Road, then it got fuzzy again and sounded like there was another station trying to come in.
Huh. Well, you know, keep me updated in the next half hour if anything happens, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay, then, but I don't know, some part of the way you was clear, another part you got, it just sounded like there was another station trying to come in on top of you.
Well, that is strange. Huh, hopefully you can figure it out.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. The reports are helpful. Now, that's strange, because if the antenna was down, I don't think we would get out of the... I don't know. It's an odd situation, and I don't really know what happened. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I'm going to say a camera. Disposable camera.
You know, disposable camera is number 4 on the list. You got it.
Okay, can you just hold on a minute, and I'll show you what it's doing.
Okay.
Hold on just a second.
All right, here. We're going to wait and see what we're sounding like.
Did you hear it?
No, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, well, I'll do it later. I don't want to do it too loud, but I've got like 2 sounds coming in, a fuzzy sound and a different sound.
A different sound.
So I have to kind of work my knob to try to get you in a little bit clearer. It's like something's trying to shut you out. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, like I said, there could be something going on with the ionosphere after this storm, you know, because...
I think that's it.
It could be. It could be. Hopefully it'll clear up.
Okay, then. Goodbye.
Right, bye-bye.
Well, that could be what it is. I mean, you never know with these signals. I can still hear it in the other room, so I know we're on here. I guess we'll figure it out as the day goes on. See what the problem is. Who knows? Go ahead, caller.
One more good answer, Scott, because I just changed mine when I switched from heat to air conditioning on Wednesday. An air filter for your furnace or for your car.
That's a
good answer. I mean, always change your air filter.
You should.
Furnace or car.
You should. I do not see air filter on the list.
Well, these people must not care about their breathing, because you really should change it regularly. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, air filter not on the list. Well, we'll continue along here. Name a product that might be disposable. We've got diapers, paper products, baby wipes, razors, camera, and there are two answers left. Name a product that might be disposable. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you know the product that might be disposable. Or if you have a report to call in, as far as the signal of the station goes, call that in, and we'll try to see what's going on there. Now, as I say, we do have a radio here in the studio, and I can hear myself coming out of it, but I don't know how far we are from the studio. Go ahead, caller.
Cinnamon butter.
Cinnamon butter.
You know darn good well I didn't say that. I said feminine product.
Oh, excuse me. You know, no, I don't see those on the list. Now, you're out driving around. What do you think of the signal?
Well, I thought it was pretty cloudy there for a little while, so I just got on my phone, and then it came through clear on my phone.
Oh, so you're listening on the phone now?
No, I've got to switch back to the radio now that you guys ironed out the wrinkles.
Oh, is it working on the radio now?
Yes, I can talk.
Okay, where are you at right now, just so we know distance-wise?
Next to Copperhead.
Copperhead?
Yeah, but it used to be Tuffy's, now it's Copperhead Broad.
So you're downtown here?
Yes.
And it's
uptown, downtown, Middletown, I'm somewhere in the town.
and we're coming in clear there.
Well, you were unaware that Tuffy's is no longer Tuffy's and it's Copperhead.
I thought it was closed for a period of time over there by the bus station.
Oh, it was closed for a long, long time. And then I don't know who took it over, but now the best sign up says Copperhead.
Copperhead. But we're coming in clear over there by Tuffy.
Loud and clear.
But the other day we were not, right? Or a few minutes ago we were not. Where did we go out?
When the pastor was on, it was a little fuzzy-wuzzy, but, like, not on my cell phone.
Now, were you down... Where were you when the pastor was fuzzy? Were you down by Copperhead then?
No, I was out south, like, by the Kroger area.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully it stays clear. Let us know if something happens.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
You know, like, radio is weird because there are radio signals, especially on FM, that go in and out. Like, some days, I will hear that station from Columbus that's on 107.1 bleed in to Meyer parking lot. But once you get on 23, that's not the case. So it's very strange. It's strange sometimes after a storm. Go ahead, caller.
How about a trash bag?
Trash bag. No trash bag on the list. Now, we just heard from over at the old Tuffy. We're coming in clear. Any news where you are?
No.
Still the same.
No, it's still the same. It's okay. Like two sounds are coming.
Two sounds. Well, hopefully it picks up.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, 740-383-9944. Who knows what's going on out there today? It's very interesting, though. Radio's funny that way, because when I went in here, when I first got the report when the pastor was on that it sounded fuzzy, there was a little crackle in the line, but then when I went back at noon, there was not. So I don't know what the deal is. Go ahead, caller.
What about plastic eating, utensils?
You know, I'll say plastic is on the list, so I'll say that's probably eating utensils.
Okay.
Number six.
Oh, and also, Scott, 107.1 is coming in perfectly clear. You know, so it's not, it must not be the ionosphere, I don't think, you know.
Right. So, are we still fuzzy where you are?
Yeah. I'll let you listen.
Yeah, let me hear.
There's
this.
A whine, actually, okay?
Okay.
Coming in perfectly clear, you know, so it's not, it must not be the ionosphere, I don't think.
Well, that's interesting.
So, Okay.
I wouldn't think the antenna's down because...
I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, because we wouldn't, I don't think, be coming in that clear.
I don't know exactly position of your antenna. You know, if it's on the north side of the towers, you'd probably receive it better if it was down or partially down, you know, from the north. If there wasn't anything blocking it, I don't know what the situation is.
I'll have to figure that out. We'll have to see what's going on.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Well, that is strange. I don't know what would be causing that hum or what would be causing the distance issue. But, you know, it might not be the ionosphere. It's very possible. It's strange, though, that it happened after the storm. Because during the night, clearly there was not any issue. I don't know. I'll have to see when I'm outside of the building here what's going on. But the question is, name a product that might be disposable. We've got diapers, paper products, razors, cameras, and plastic. What is the final answer? We've almost got all of them. 740-383-9944 coming up on 41 minutes past the hour here. You know, it's interesting, though. Like I said, when the pastor was on, when somebody alerted us, we were never off the air here, and we're fairly far down on center. There was a little hum in the line, and then I went and I checked again at noon, and at noon the hum was gone. So I really don't know. That is peculiar. I guess we'll see as time goes on here. 42 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is something that children have difficulty learning? No. This is how discombobulated I am. I went on to the next question. What product might be disposable? We have diapers, paper products, razors, cameras, and plastic. Diapers, paper products, razors, camera, and plastic. What is the final answer? 42 minutes past the hour. Name a product that might be disposable. That is the category. All right. Now, what else do we got going on here? Well, we do want to mention again that the Mid-Ohio Food Bank has upcoming giveaways tomorrow, March the 27th. Serve up to 200 families. First come, first serve. Mix of meat, fresh produce, canned and boxed items. Breads and desserts. The Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road, here in Marion. Telephone number 740-389-1017. Also have a free safety safari, April the 10th. Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities, 2387 Harding Highway East. All are welcome. Come out to your local MCBDD and interact with the different members of the community that help keep us safe. There will be police officers, firefighters, and other safety personnel along with their vehicles that they drive. This is a community event to help break down the barrier between the public and law enforcement with an emphasis on the DD community. All COVID-19 safety protocol will be adhered to. And that's what it says, adhered. A-D-H-E-A-R-D. Is that adhered or adhered? I guess everybody will have to figure that out. So we got the big food giveaway tomorrow, March 27th, at the Richland Road Church of Christ. And then we have the free safety safari on April the 10th at the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities. All right, 740-383-9944. The category, name a product that might be disposable. That's what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a disposable lighter?
Lighter, let's see here. No lighter on the list.
Okay,
thank you.
44 minutes past the hour, no disposable lighter on the list. All right, now remember, the answers that we have gotten to the category, name a product that might be disposable. We've got diapers, paper products, and wipes. razors, a camera, and plastic. There's one answer left with 15 minutes left in the program today. Name a product that might be disposable. 740-383-9944, a product that might be disposable. Does anybody know what that would be? Might be a difficult guess here. Let's see. Anything else interesting going on? Now, are we still being heard? Is the buzz still in us out there in listener land? I'm trying to think what it might be. I really don't know. I guess we will find out soon enough, though. But here we are on a Friday. Have you ever noticed how a lot of these problems occur on Fridays? I wonder what the chances are of that. Any answers? All right. Well, I don't know. Are we going to get any answers? 740-383-9944. One guess left here. Diapers, baby wipes, razors, camera, plastic. Name a product that might be disposable. Does anybody know what that would be? A product that might be disposable. The wind came up and got me. Go ahead, caller.
How about disposable income?
Boy, I'll tell you, not many people have much of that. You know, that's not unless... Do you think that, though, is what is driving these attitudes that we've been talking about?
What? Disposable income?
Well, that people all of a sudden have a little bit of money so they can go out and eat and go out and
do
things.
Well, I know it's made a big difference in my life.
Well, I'll tell you, so many people, I see them at Walmart and Meijer, and they're buying the big televisions, and it's kind of nice.
Going around with a tune, huh?
Yeah, they're going... I don't know what would cause that, but it does seem like they have a little bit of an attitude.
Well, see, I'm just... Sometimes I just get grumpy in general because I'm old and I can do that kind of stuff. I can't speak for all my younger friends.
Well, it was so sad of me the other day to hear that somebody would throw a drink at somebody at a restaurant that you would...
Yeah, it takes... a special kind of person to do something is, I don't know. Sounds to me like they were trying to show off to the other people in their vehicle, but I just find that so despicable. I don't know why somebody would do that.
Well, that's what I can't figure out. You know, I can understand if your food's wrong and you're unhappy about that, or even if you're in a hurry, I can understand why you might be a little angry, but to to find out that these were not young people, that an older person would take their...
I think that's even worse, yeah. Yeah, because you can see young people doing it perhaps, and I hate to say it that way, that's not really nice to say it that way, just because they were showing off to their friends. But it makes it even worse that older people were doing it. What on earth? Well, maybe they were like me.
Well, I cannot imagine taking a drink and throwing it at somebody. That would be unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. So are we still humming and ticking and buzzing and all this?
Let me listen. Yeah, there's that bee underneath the pickle jar.
You know, that is a weird buzz that, because you can hear us, which that does not make any sense to me at all. If the signal was distorted, like we were going in and out, I would think, well, maybe the antenna did fall down, or maybe something like that happened. But the fact that it's got a hum in it, that's strange.
Well, but it is a little different upstairs. Now, I'm up in my studio right now, and so I'm upstairs. I'm higher. And that's the sound. But when I was downstairs, on both of my radios downstairs, it was stronger, and it was very, it was much harder to hear. It's easier to hear upstairs, and I just assumed because I was higher.
So that like buzz was louder.
Downstairs it was.
Downstairs. But you could still hear our voices coming through.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, it's not very pleasant to listen to.
No.
You just want to turn it off, you know, because that's why I come upstairs, because I was curious what it sounded like up here, so I come up here, and, you know, if I can live with a bumblebee under a jar.
So it just happened all at once, though. That's what's puzzling to me.
Yeah, it did.
I wonder what in the world happened all at once.
Well, I hope you find it out as quickly as it happened.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be able to work it out and see what happened. it's strange that it happened the night after this big windstorm, but yet it would have happened after the wind had really stopped.
Yeah, well, maybe it was just teetering, ready to go, just waiting to go.
Maybe the wind will blow again and it'll teeter back into place.
And I assume because I can hear it on the computer, because that's a different medium, right?
Yeah, because it's not going out over the transmitter in the airwaves.
Yeah.
But I, you know, here in the studio, like I say, the radio we have in here is not hardwired to anything. And
mm-hmm.
when we first got the call at 11, I walked into the other room to see what it was sounding like, and there was a little bit of a hum. I could still hear everybody fine. It was just a little bit of a hum,
mm-hmm.
and then when I went back at 12, though, it had cleared up. So I don't know what would have happened. Well, just like our bus driver out there said that, you know, she lost it earlier, but now she's got it clear again down at Tuffy, or where
mm-hmm.
Tuffy used to be, Copperhead, I guess now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go figure.
I don't know.
We'll see.
So it's not disposable income?
Not disposable. But we still got one answer and 9 minutes left to go.
All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Now, the Family Feud question we're at right now is, name a product that might be disposable. Now, we got diapers, baby wipes, razors, cameras, and plastic. What could the final answer be? 740-383-9944. Name a product that might be disposable. Let's see. 740-383-9944. Very interesting stuff here today. What an issue to have come up. Like I say, on a Friday, nonetheless. Well, at least people can listen on the TuneIn and the internet until we figure out what the issue actually is and can remedy the issue. Name a product that might be disposable. Diapers, baby wipes, razors, camera, plastic. What is that final answer? I can hear me talking in the other room, so I know that we're on the air here. Maybe we're on the air in a small area right now. I don't know. You know, I know the atomic clock here in the studio does not work in this building. So I always figured, I wonder if it's hard for radio waves to get into this building because the atomic clock never resets. Now that has always been a puzzle to me. Because I can set the atomic clock here in the studio. It's at 53 minutes past the hour right now, but the date never is right. Now, when we were in the Beltone building, it was fine. And when we were at the mall, it was fine 50% of the time. Half and half. So I really don't know, to be honest with you, overall, why the atomic clock doesn't work up here. Now, some people have said that this building, the walls are thick, or there might be some metal in the wall that's preventing the clock from setting, which that could be possible. I really don't know. Coming up on 54 minutes past the hour, are we going to get the final answer? Name a product that might be disposable. Diapers, baby wipes, razors, a camera, plastic. What is the final answer? Does anybody know? I hope we get it.
54 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say motor oil. I don't know if that tires about anything is, but I'll say motor oil.
You know, no motor oil, but it's a good guess. You know, I did some motor oil changing the other day, but no, not motor oil.
Yeah, they take that, and I forget what they do with it. The used, they've got a use for that. I think people even go buy it, you know, like a company, and they, I forget what they do with it.
Of with old motor oil?
Uh-huh, yeah.
So
I live at some place. Yeah, I don't know what it is, what they do with it, but there's companies that will buy it, and I forget what they use it for.
So just because we're about to, you know, we got 5 minutes left. So on your radio, it doesn't sound like a bumblebee like our last caller. What is your sound?
It's two different sounds, a buzz and something else, and you're kind of like away, and then I can take my hand over my radio and you come in clearer. So I don't know if another station, I know there's other small stations in Marion, if they come on at a certain time and for some reason kind of knock you out, it seems like sometimes there's almost another one trying to cut in.
Well, there is a station that's in Columbus. It's a religious station on 107.1. And like I said, on some days in the Meyer parking lot, it will kind of push us to the side if the weather is really weird, if the ionosphere is weird, but even sometimes it's pushed it up to the 95 McDonald's, but I don't know what would have happened all at once that would have caused that, and it's strange to me that I'll just have to see how far it's coming in. Our bus driver's out there. Now, somebody just said they heard us out on Barks Road. Now, that's a pretty far distance from our tower.
Yes.
If it was down, I can't see that it would reach that far.
Well, you're just, sometimes it sounds like a buzz, and then sometimes, I get about two or three different things it sounds like.
Huh.
It sounds like a bee, and not a shrill thing, but different things and stuff. But I'll keep listening here and see, but I was going to play it for you, but I didn't want the audience, you know, play it loud where it might blast them out or something, so.
Well, hopefully we find out, and hopefully we get this last answer. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, I don't know. Coming up on 57 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I guess I will find out momentarily when I peel out of here today, and we'll know what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I just hit Wyandotte where Wyandotte Popcorn is and totally lost you.
At Wyandotte Popcorn?
Yep.
Now, what did it sound like till you got there?
It was real staticky. As far as I got, it just got real staticky, and then it just went off.
Just went off down there at Wyandotte Popcorn down on Main Street?
Yep.
Oh, did anything else come on when you hit that spot?
No, it's dead air.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, well, there's a point. Apparently down at Wyandotte Popcorn that we cut out. Now, I don't know how far away that would be. A few miles, I guess. I really don't know. I guess we'll have to figure this out this afternoon. 57, coming up on 58 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. One question left here. Name a product that might be disposable. We've got diapers, baby wipes, razors, a camera, plastic. One answer left. Does anybody know what it would be? Name a product that might be disposable. Well, let's put it this way. Has anybody ever... Let's see. Has anybody ever recycled? This would be a recyclable answer. All right, here. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
My last guess, God, is what about a radio announcer?
Could be today. Very well could be by the end of today.
Right,
hey, thank
right.
you.
I don't know. It could be disposable after today. Who knows? This would be like a recyclable. Name a product that might be disposable. A product that might be disposable. Go ahead, caller.
How about yard waste?
Not yard waste. No.
Okay.
Not yard waste today. Name a product that might be disposable. Think of recyclables. Recyclables. What do you think? 740-383-9944. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about old plastic cups that you, or containers you get your drinks in?
Yeah, cans and bottles. That's it. We'll give it to you. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Great.
All right, cans and bottles it ends up being.
All right, name a product that might be disposable. Disposable. Diapers, paper products, razors, camera, cans, bottles, plastic. That's what it is. And for this day, we'll go find out what the problem is. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott! Oh, wow! Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well, I tell you, this morning I did something different. Yesterday we were outside with the protesters, so today I made sure we got here a little earlier, got through the checkpoints, and I am actually calling you from Cleveland, Ohio, Republican National Convention, inside. I am sitting right now inside the Quicken Loans Arena, the Oregon delegation rafters.